Can you put the volume?
Put my volume up, yeah, a little. Yeah, I can put my volume up, too. Is that better?
Yeah, it's good now.
Okay, good.
It's very clear.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's not bad this end. We've got some kind of a hum in all the recordings now. I don't know what it's about, but there's always some character to the recordings here at CFMU. So Halloween's coming up. What's going on in Montreal?
Good question. Good question, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I did a show last week on the Montreal riot and poverty in Ontario.
Yeah?
Yeah. We spoke with a PhD researcher from... I'm just going to shut the door. They're screaming in the next room.
Hang on. Yeah,
a couple of women, yeah. Yeah, he's a PhD researcher. He's at City University of New York and York University in Toronto, and he wrote an article for the Star. I think it was called "Urban Storm Warning" in August, and I've been chasing the author that he mentioned since then. And the author has no time, so I got this guy on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his name is Simon Black. It's posted.
It's posted?
Yeah, it's posted. I can send you a copy of just the interview if you want it, not the show, but the interview. It would be smaller than the show. And you could hear it if you're interested. But
yeah, why not?
Yeah. How big a file again? Do you take? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'll make it as small as I can.
Yeah, make it small. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not good to listen a lot. Just like you know. Sometimes I'm not patient.
Well, yeah. I guess it would be for you like watching TV all day would be for me. I mean, you have to listen. Anyway,
yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's not entertainment for you, it's survival, and it's just like, somebody says, oh, well, you know, you got a day off, why don't you stay home and watch sitcoms for 12 hours? It's like, no, I don't think so, you know, I want to do something different, or why don't you stay home and edit audio, you know, all day, right? Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, actually, sometimes I open my internet, I open some videos, I know the pictures, like, I'm talking about the picture, sometimes I don't understand,
yeah,
because I can't see. And
yeah.
I can listen to what they're talking about. Why are you talking about the pictures? What's mean? And
yeah, why don't you talk about what happened? Yeah.
Yeah, and like I feel that's why I sometimes just say open the radio. I'm listening like just the audio.
Yeah.
To make me more comfortable. I listen to the music like and the audio.
Tell you the truth, I mean, I depend on my site for audio editing that I do here on the computer, but I really prefer the radio to the television. I prefer to use radio is more like books. You know, you have to put what you hear together with the pictures in your own mind.
Yeah.
So you have to use your imagination, and I find it more rewarding. I find it more stimulating to listen to the radio than to watch the TV.
Actually, when you're blind.
Yep.
If you can't see the picture, and if you want to listen good news to understand easy, go to radio.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I'm listening to radio, and I understand my news better, and then I'm listening to news and the TV. Because the TV sometimes just show the picture.
Yeah.
And for somebody can see, the picture makes sense.
Yeah.
But for me,
yeah.
I can't see.
That will probably change as the people my age get older and they develop disabilities. And you might benefit from that when you're older. I don't think I will. It'll be people my age who demand the change. It will be people younger than me who benefit from the change. You know?
It's believe me, it's when you can't see, you can develop. Development like mini thing, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like I understand news very like easy than before. Before I was like with my vision.
Really.
Because now I'm listening and just because I feel you know I feel like I have to open my ear good and that's it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah, a lot of sighted people don't feel they have to, quote, open their ears. They just talk, you know?
Yeah. I'm not... I prefer to listen a lot, and I talk Arabic.
Yeah. Well, I'm at home. I have a TV. It's about 4 or 5 years old. You know, it's never come out of the box. I wonder why I bought it. I listen to the radio.
Yeah.
And I just, I will take the TV out of the box, but I think only for videos, you know, like movies. I don't think, you know, it'll be quite a while before I am connected to cable or satellite or something like that. Be next year, you know, maybe.
CBC here, Radio Canada?
Yeah, often CBC.
We had some before the news started in the radio.
Yeah.
They say, listen before you see.
Oh, okay.
It's good sense, isn't it?
Okay. And this was, you heard this where?
This is Radio Canada.
They said that there. Listen before you see.
Radio, listen before, yeah, listen.
Wow.
Écoutez avant, voir, ou quelque chose comme ça.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Well, maybe it's important. You know, you see the event. You have no context. You don't know how to understand it. You know, but before you're given the context, the surrounding information. Then when you see it, you know what you're seeing. You know?
Yeah. And how many person he can see, but he doesn't understand.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like I know many person doesn't understand nothing. Just like. And because he just see the picture and doesn't open his ear.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Maybe government likes it that way? Do you think?
Yeah. Of course. Oh. Many governments, like...
Yeah.
And the world love the population just like...
Yeah.
Just see without understand.
Yeah. Okay.
The government loved that. Yeah.
Okay.
Many government on the wall loved that. Like, yeah. They need the population just like.
Oh, I'm. It's funny.
Without understand.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to the people who provide my income, the disability people, and I said today, you know, I'm having trouble with my landlord. You know, if I have to go out of the apartment to get food because there is no fridge right now, do you pay for it? She says that depends. I said, oh, so it's not sure thing. She says, no, you have to talk to us about it. So I said, well, then I have to hire someone to make the landlord provide the fridge. And she goes, no, we don't cover that. I said, oh, so what? I have to shoot the landlord, you know? And she goes, no, I wouldn't advise that. I said, well, no, that's your rule, you know, is either the landlord is good enough to live up to his word or I can't afford to make him, you know? So what do you expect people are going to do? You know, it's like, yeah, stupid. But that's, you know, nobody's thought about it, obviously, because nobody's protested it. Yeah. The government is a funny thing these days.
I'm thinking the election, provincial election is going to be here, too, in Quebec. Do you hear about that?
Yeah, I did. What do you hear in Montreal?
And the election is going to be next month.
Yeah, that's what.
For election.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, but the liberal, because here also we have minority, like government.
Yeah, yeah. The liberals are a minority.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think so. It's gonna be same. I'm thinking the liberal are gonna be like they're gonna be took the majority this time.
Oh, you think the liberals will get a majority?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Because the sondage. How I can say sondage?
Sondage.
Like, you know, when you ask people?
Oh, polls.
Yeah. And, like, has the majority.
Okay.
They has the majority, like, today, like, they give, like, 42 to liberal and 32 for...
Action Democratie?
No, actually. It's for the biggest.
What is the biggest?
The Bloc Québécois biggest.
Yeah, okay.
And Action Démocratique like has only 14%.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he's going to be lost the officer position.
Okay. Yeah. So you think the Liberals will win. All right.
Yeah, but like Action Démocratique said, oh, this is like nobody ready for election.
Yeah.
I know he have to protect
He's
in like seats.
Yeah.
But I think... don't think Shahid want to go for election.
Yeah. Oh, why not?
Yeah. I think he want to go to election.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe when everybody is afraid, you know, when the economy is doing badly, there's no money, everybody's afraid, they go for the status quo. I don't know. They go for the incumbent party, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think from the Quebecois, it's ready now for election.
Yeah?
Because three cities in between four doesn't want to go to election. That's what I heard.
Well, that goes against Charest, eh? If they don't want to go, then they vote against Charest.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
But...
Oh. So it's going to be an interesting election. Maybe he gets a majority. Maybe he comes back with a minority, just like Stephen Harper.
Oh, but like Charest is very, very smart.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
I'm thinking Charest, he's like, man, he's like... And today, like, he got, like, some point. Like, it's for him, like, 48% is going to be good, like... Like, Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And the second is Pauline Marois for, like, 23. You know, the big difference.
And Pauline Marois is what party?
It's a Piquist.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
23.
Oh, okay. And those are the polls.
And poor, like, was other the person that, like, this poor the chief for, like, the, what's his name? Mario Dumont.
Oh, yeah.
He has just, like, I don't know, 10 or something like that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we live in different times, so independence is no longer the big issue. Keeping your money is the big issue now. And culture.
Day.
Culture. He came out against Harper's cuts to culture. Shari did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shari was not happy with Harper last time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but Shari, he was conservative, you know?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he switched.
It's not switched for federal, it's switched for provincial, you know?
Yeah. Big frog, little pond.
You know, last week, two MPs from Party Democrats went with the Liberal.
No!
Like the move,
Wow. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, wow. The last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's moved with the Liberal and, like, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a good indicator. No, if they don't think they can win with their own party, then that is a good poll right there.
Yeah, it's.
You know what I mean? The politicians did their own poll. They decided to go Liberal.
yeah, decide because, like, he see, like, the population and think no more to give them the vote.
Yeah.
That's when he won the project, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see, eh? Christmas time, your present is a new government. What is Christmas like for a Muslim in Montreal, in confinement in a church in Montreal?
I hope this Christmas I'll be free.
Yes. That would be a nice gift, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a very nice gift, yeah. And I feel like it's going to be happen.
Oh, yeah. What, do you get any vibrations? From your lawyer, from your MP?
Believe me, my lawyer, I didn't see my lawyer for a month now.
Okay.
Because he has his wife, she make a baby.
Yeah.
This October 7.
Okay.
And believe me, I didn't talk to him like now, but like now for like almost a month now. Mm-hmm. Like before, like the beginning in October, I didn't see him till now.
But you have a feeling that you're.
Yeah, I have a feeling. Yeah, I have good feeling.
Okay.
I have really, really, really good feeling, I have no concrete, you know.
Okay. Do your Catholic friends, do they extend gifts to you at Christmas time?
You know, my friend, every friend, like, all my friend, like to be with the family, and,
yeah.
You know?
But did they give you gifts at Christmas or no?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like, you know, Christmas I'm always on by myself.
Yeah.
I'm staying in my room. And,
yeah.
Yeah, and...
What is Christmas Day this year? What day is that?
No idea.
Okay.
To be honest, no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, the day is the same, you know?
Okay.
I know today 28th because I just said we were talking to my friend before you called me, and she talked to me about another friend, it's her birthday. Mm-hmm. That's when I know today is 28th.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because my friend, she talked to me about another friend, and mm-hmm. that's it. I'm not today 28, but every day for me, it's every day, like, every day it's the same, you know?
Yeah.
For me, it doesn't make any difference.
Well, the 25th is a Thursday, actually. It is the day my show is aired.
Yeah?
Yeah. So if you wanted to, I could come in, probably... On the 24th or the 25th, and record you and put it into the noontime show.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Well, if I can do the 25th, I will. If I can't, I'll do the 24th. And we could do New Year's with Cutter too.
Yeah.
We could. Yeah, the 31st is a Wednesday. That won't be difficult. Yeah. But they give you gifts. What do they give you?
My friends.
Yeah.
Last year, my doctor, she gave me, like, big bar, I don't know what his name, the, like, shampoo, and this, like, something like that.
And what was it? A big bar?
Shampoo. Yeah, the bar shampoo.
Oh, like shampoo. Yeah, okay.
Shampoo, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But I give it to my friends because I'm not drink.
Oh, champagne.
Champagne, sorry.
All right.
Champagne.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about this shampoo. Champagne.
All right. Yep. Okay.
Because I'm not drinking.
Right.
This is why she gave to me one nice one. That,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know what is that, but I give it to another friend. I can drink.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah.
And another friend, she gave me bowl.
A bowl?
A bowl. It's made with cinnamon. Ball made with cinnamon.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. And I have it here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
And I have some, you know, I don't know what you're saying. Yeah.
So I would guess for you, like, sugar-free is the order of the day, eh? You would want sugar-free things.
Yeah.
Do you like sugar-free chocolate?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Okay.
I love some. Yeah, but last Christmas, Father McDonald he gave me big what's it called in cake.
Oh yeah.
It's good cake. Yeah. And cake and candy.
Yeah.
Give me good stuff at McDonald's last year.
Yeah.
Last year and before last year. Yeah.
Can you can't eat all kinds of cake and candies though, can you?
No, just like a few. I give to friends, give it to me, gift, I give to
Hospitality, sure. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, but Father, he gave me like big basket. It's not a basket, like, you know, big bag cakes and he told me to share with your friend.
Yeah. I just dialed up your name on Google. Our conversations are starting to show up in Google. Yeah. The conversations we have are starting to show up top of the list in Google.
Yeah.
So a lot of people must be listening.
Yeah, good. You make it on Google?
What's that?
Who make it in Google?
You, your name, our conversations. I dial up Google. I put in Cotter Baloney, and first thing that comes up is committee to support. The second thing comes up is my show name, Disrespect. Conversations with Blind Immigrant in Sanctuary, Kader Biluni. The second thing that comes up is Conversations. The third thing that comes up is YouTube, and then Facebook, and then Conversations. Yeah. And then what? And then Stop Ableist Immigration Policies, which is X Disabilities.
And what's YouTube? YouTube, you said YouTube? What do we have on YouTube?
YouTube. Well, it's a it's a video site, but there is a recording.
Just whole talking, you think?
Whole bunch. There are disabled people. There are Arab people with visual.
I know that.
Yeah. It's just youtube.com/watch?, and then, you know, then
yeah,
you look.
Yeah. All that has disability, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, they're speaking very well. After the interview, I'm going to go on and hear the end of that. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And you didn't hear any of it?
No, zero.
Yeah, okay. That's funny. It was very loud for me, but I guess there's something about the setup here. It doesn't go through the phone. Yeah, I would have to, I don't know what I would have to do, but I would have to do something else to get it to go through the phone. Okay. Was there anything else that you wanted to mention while we're on the phone today? Your needs, your health needs, your information
okay.
needs?
Yeah, just like I want everybody to pray for me.
Pray for you? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I want.
Okay.
And we hope we got good news next days.
All right. And I hope you take your cell phone with you so we can call you when you're out.
For sure I want to take my cell phone with me.
Yeah, good.
This number I will never use it.
No, I don't think so.
No, that's very good. Yeah, this number, I have many friends to call me.
Yeah.
No.
Good,
yeah.
Good for you?
Yeah.
All right.
Take care, Jeff.
Yeah, take care. And we'll talk to you next week, and we'll keep you in mind as the cheerful season comes about. The snowy season comes upon us.
Do you know the mini companies, the U.S., the cell phone going to be here, like going to be open, going to be working in Montreal?
Many U.S. companies will be working in Montreal?
Yeah.
Okay.
For cell phones.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. All right. Well, then maybe they'll be here, too. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Goodbye.